You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome, sweet souls, to Wisdom of the Ancients. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us, for being here in the space, for bringing your energy, your collective consciousness. We're going to have a great show today. I promise you that. We have someone who I'm going to be introducing in a second, but we've also dedicated a whole chunk of the show to really, really high-level medical intuitive, high-level clairvoyant readings. So we'll get to that part of the show in a while. And I know a lot of you are here for that because you've heard Amanda before and what just comes through. So there, I already told you who it is. But what comes through is just powerful, accurate, and it's fast, and it's just really, really amazing information for us to hear. It's really a gift to hear that information. But before I introduce her, you know, the Wisdom of the Ancient series is about the ancient wisdom, but not just wisdom that is from, you know, what we think as the past, but also the present wisdom that's coming through from other realms, other galaxies, other dimensions, from all beings in the time-space reality. And, of course, coming through, coming forth, you know, from those who have gone before and who are literally like in our quote-unquote in our future. You know, it's about what was once known, practices, knowledge, wisdom, and that really comes through all the speakers that are on the show, and you're going to get a real treat today when we get a chance to actually get Amanda with us in just a couple of minutes. You know, we're talking about expressions of truth and expansion. So how do we really build our body container to receive that truth, right? So how do we recognize it when it kisses us on the nose, when it really enters our being? And then how do we take that truth and turn that truly into expansion? So this whole series is about expressions of truth and expansion. And I know that you're going to hear some of that today. So let this time be a time where we all sit back and listen and open our hearts and open our ears and really let our higher self, you know, control what is going to be disseminated and filtered into our being. This is so important to hear today. So let me tell you who we have. We have Amanda Hopkins. Now, Amanda is a clairvoyant medical intuitive. She's an Academy Master Teacher with Academy for the Soul and a certified intuitive strategist. So with a blend of elegance and precision, Amanda guides people through the most efficient and effective transformational shifts that really ripple out into all areas of your life to support you in manifesting your desires, living your dreams, and operating from your truth. Her purpose is to aid people in realigning their ideal spiritual energetic state with their practical physical reality, right? Amanda is sought after for her ability to rapidly identify energy deficiencies in the body and the energy field. She's known by most for her intuitive ability to quickly zoom into the core of an issue and deliver the precise, most effective steps to make an instant shift. Amanda has a magical ability to learn and master the newest technologies and explain them in a succinct, clear, and easily understandable manner. At an early age, she became an experienced trainer and teacher in medical technology amongst highly educated medical professionals as their go-to expert in the field. This experience led her to a deep understanding of the physical body, and that's super, super important, and medical system, and onto her journey then in understanding the deeper levels of our energetic makeup. She served as a leader in various personal and professional development organizations and supporting trained people in modalities including neuro-linguistic programming, hypnotherapy, and timeline therapy. She provides a unique combination of cutting-edge tools and techniques that empower people to take charge of their own lives and their own energy. Her work is designed to create greater ease, expand possibilities, and increase the capacity for achievement in all areas of life. So there, now you know Amanda. So welcome, Amanda. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And I just have to say, I absolutely love this theme of truth and expansion. You know, in working with the body, I really see our bodies as conduits for us being able to recognize where are we not in truth and what is it that's wanting to expand through us. You know, our bodies are constantly giving us messages. to really share what's happening at that deeper level. And so when we open to receive those messages and really tap into the wisdom of the body, we then become that greater conduit for truth, that deeper truth, that soul truth that's wanting to come forth and be expressed in the body. And so, you know, I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you so much, Ian, for having me here, inviting me to be here with this amazing community who's so dedicated to really having that deeper understanding of, you know, really what makes the world work, what makes the universe work, what really makes us work as beings and what our role is here on the planet to really support that truth and expansion. So again, thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I merely was the inviter. you know, I get my direction from, you know, my own standing, you know, channeling truth, my own truth that comes from the divine and the universe. And so you're meant to be here. You're absolutely meant to be here today. And there's no question in my mind. There's never a question in my mind who's meant to be on the show. And so, you know, you meant to be here because that's, you know, you're someone that the community, the wisdom of the ancients community, everyone listening on the phones right now is calling forth. And, you know, I'm looking at the questions already because, you know, we did promise that there's going to be a big chunk of Q&A, and there is going to be a big chunk of Q&A, everyone. But before, I mean, you can raise your hand, start you to raise your hand. And, you know, because I know a lot of you just, you know, you don't care. If Amanda's going to be on the show, you're going to ask her a question. So, but if you're here and you've never heard Amanda before, then what Amanda's going to be talking about today is activating body wisdom. Strengthen your psychic immune system and intuitive processing capabilities. And there's a connection there, and an alignment between the body and your psychic and intuitive processing capabilities. Now, if you're looking at the webinar page, there's a lot of things that are standing out to me personally here. But, you know, what I want to maybe get started with or just share with the community first is, you know, Amanda's going to be doing showing you how you can activate your core star for deeper connection with your pure soul essence. So that's something that definitely jumped out at me. And then, you know, the impact of a compromised psychic immune system, right? So what are some of the impacts? How do they affect us every single day? So I want to get into some of that. And there was also something else about the gateways, Amanda, that I wanted to talk about as well. So those are some things that I know are kind of coming through me because I pretty much channel what the community wants to hear. And so, everyone, Amanda's going to be doing live clairvoyant readings. And what you'll need to ask Amanda, and this is really great because Amanda can tell you the percentage of digestive and immune system disharmony. So ask Amanda, what percentage of my digestive and my immune system is in disharmony or is disharmonious, however you want to put that, right? So start you to raise your hand or put your question in the question box, and we'll really try to get to as many as we can today. And then Amanda, at the end of the show, is going to take everyone through a cosmic light body illumination. So I'll let Amanda tell us about that when we get to that point, but a cosmic light body illumination process. So that's going to be towards the end of the show. Mm-hmm. So a great show lined up for everyone today. And again, Amanda, welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. It's really our pleasure to have you here and have you serve the community in such a beautiful way, especially with your intuitive readings. So again, as we get started, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. My pleasure. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Well, let's talk about, you know, I think I like to, you know, have us all, you know, understand the foundation and kind of build up from that. Can you talk to us about the psychic immune system? So what is our psychic immune system and what does that really mean to us?
Right. So, well, you know, when we break it down, you know, we all know immunity as, on the physical level, as the ability of our body to really resist any kind of infection or toxin or something foreign coming into the body and causing disease, disruption, and messing with the proper function of the body. You know, so that's our general understanding of immunity. So it's really that capacity to protect yourself, to defend yourself against things that are disharmonious or that disrupt your normal function. We know psychic to mean really relating to your soul or mind being, right? So when we're thinking psychic, we're really kind of looking into what's behind the physical. You know, what maybe isn't even explainable by natural law or what we can perceive with our five senses. So when we bring that together and we're looking at our psychic immune system, what we're really looking at is what is that level of susceptibility to outside energetic interference, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, for those who are highly sensitive, and I'm sure there's probably a lot of people in this community who are highly sensitive or empathic, but you don't necessarily have to be highly sensitive or empathic to experience this, but you know the significance of being able to identify what energy is mine that's impacting me, what isn't mine, and to be able to protect yourself from energies coming in and penetrating in and taking over. And so, you know, for some, there might not be a tendency to allow that in. Maybe you have really strong boundaries and you've really strengthened your aura. But for many of this, there's varying degrees of susceptibility to that energetic interference. And so you always have that power within you to really take command over your inner environment. But when your psychic immune system is weak or it's in need of repair, you can really feel steeped or stuck in that powerlessness. You know, when those energies are coming in and they're taking over, it's really hard to access that power that exists within you to really feel like you can release those energies or clear them out or take command over your inner environment again. There can even be that sense of feeling like there's nothing you can do to break free because everything you do doesn't really work. And that's the power of those interference energies coming in. And so when we're looking at our psychic immune system, it's that capacity very similar to the physical immune system to both protect your energy from those outside energies coming in, but also being able to identify and recognize when they've penetrated, when they've infiltrated, when it's not your truth that's flowing through your body, and then extracting that and clearing that out of your being so that you can return to that homeostasis, to that truth, to that inner knowing within you.
Mm. I'm listening carefully, and I think that I'd like to get a sense of these energies that come in. Are they coming in like willfully, or are we picking up energy that's in the field? So, for example, we're picking up environmental toxins. Are you talking about that, or are you talking about things like psychic attacks or a collection of all of these things?
All of it. So it can be all of those things. That's a great question. So, you know, it can be bacteria that enters your body through the food you eat, right? So it can be something very physical. It can be the energy of the food that you're consuming. That's one thing. It can be the environment that you're in. So it can be your home. It can be, you know, the city where you live. It can be a building that you go into. It can be the energy of others. And so, you know, there are so many, you know, and I know I, as a child in school, was not taught about energy and how to manage my energy and how to keep my energy contained. And so for many, many people, there's a tendency to kind of want to, you know, reach out into the fields of others. Like you find someone that you resonate with and it's like, ooh, and your energy inadvertently goes out and penetrates that person's energy field, right? So there's things like that that can happen where there's energy of others coming in. And if you're open to it, not realizing it's coming in, you know, that's another point of susceptibility or vulnerability. And so there are things like this that can happen unbeknownst to us. And then, you know, it's like if you go and you hang out with somebody and you go back home, you're like, man, I feel really tired, or, oh, I'm feeling kind of down. I felt really good earlier. You know, what happened? That's an indication, you know, that that psychic immune system wasn't protecting you from that energy coming in. The good news is when you recognize that, you can go, oh, my goodness, that's not my energy, right? We now have this awareness. But that's where you then have to activate your psychic immune system to go in and clear that energy out and then open the field. So it really is a combination of all these different things that can come in and impact and penetrate And so it's really about creating that awareness and really strengthening within yourself that knowing of what is my energy.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's a couple of different levels here. And one is the having the awareness to identify, right? And I think a lot of people on the call kind of know, you know, especially we certainly do have in the community empaths and highly sensitive people. And this impacts empaths greatly, more so than others, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because the thing is, when you're empathic or you're highly sensitive, you're going to perceive those energies no matter what. You know, you're going to perceive the energy of people around you. And if you don't have nice, strong boundaries, if your aura is not strong, and, you know, if you're not really in tune with your own energy flow, then when you're perceiving those energies, you can mistake them for your own. Or, you know, a lot of times what's common for empaths and highly sensitive people is that we recognize the pain and suffering, and there's just this generous heart's desire to help clear and heal that. So the tendency can be to want to run that through your own body system. It's something that really starts when you're younger, and a lot of times I see this so much with, you know, wanting to run and clear and heal the energy of mom or dad, you know, really wanting to support. Like if you see that they're struggling or stressed or in pain or suffering of some kind, there's just that desire to go, oh, let me take that from them. You know, let me clear that from them. And so, you know, what happens is that then we get in this pattern of doing that. But we know, you know, I know this is a sophisticated community. So I know that we recognize that running the energies of others through our own system is not going to clear it from their being. You know, we all have responsibility to manage and process our energies for ourselves. However, when you can perceive and recognize and identify energy to that degree, you really have a gift in being able to support people to identify and recognize what's happening within them and support them with, you know, identifying, here are some tools you can use to help shift that. So when we get into that space of being empathic or sensitive or even just being aware, you know, you don't even necessarily have to be really sensitive, but being aware and having your clairs open and your capacity to perceive, then, you know, we can really utilize that as a gift. And so it's really about, you know, it starts with us. It starts with our bodies. And that's why I always bring it back to the body, because your body will tell you where you are effectively processing emotions and energy and where you're not. So any kind of physical discomfort, pain, even just a sense of feeling kind of off, you know, you've probably had those moments where maybe you just feel a little off and don't quite feel like yourself.
Sure.
These different things are all indications, right, that there's something within you that's needing to be processed.
Yeah.
And so when we're in that space where we really are identifying that and paying attention to the subtleties, there again, now that gives us the capacity. We're not taking on so much energy from outside of us. We're able to be more in tune with the truth. And that's really what I talk about as your capacity to intuitively process, right? You're tapped into your truth. You're tapped into your own intuition. You're not really being bombarded by all the opinions of others or the energies of others or whatever it is that noises outside. It may be there floating around, and there might be some awareness of it, but you're so connected in with your core knowing and truth that you recognize it for what it is, and you're able to process what authentically is then flowing in and through you.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to get off on a tangent, Amanda, but you see energy, correct?
I do.
Okay. All right. So the reason that came up for me now as a question is because you know, we've had some really supportive times with the equinoxes and the portals and the eclipses and things like that that are wonderfully supportive times. But in these times, energy can kind of go a little bit haywire. And so if all of us, I can't see energy per se. There's other ways I perceive it, of course, but I don't see it visually, and I still long for that day. right? Because I'm such a visual, like, man, I just want to see someone's aura. But, you know, we've all got our own gifts, right? You know, the divine didn't gift me with a gift to see in someone's energy. The divine has gifted you with that ability. But what I'm perceiving is that if we could see the energy, we'd be like, holy cow, I really need to do something about this. I've really got to clean up my system or put my boundaries up or develop some defenses because it is everywhere. I mean, is that like it is? I mean, like that you can see that, or do you mostly see it around a particular person?
Well, you know, there's a few things I'd like to address with that. You know, the first thing is that I've had so many people ask, like, do you just go around seeing everything? And what I say is no, because I don't, you know, turn it on, so to speak, unless I have permission. You know, I'm very sensitive to that. I personally don't like people kind of peering in and poking in and looking in. You know, I'm a private kind of person. I don't really want people in my field unless I, you know, if I'm like, okay, go for it, then I'm fine. So I honor that, you know, so I really, really honor that within others. And so, I mean, sometimes it is tough not to see like a group dynamic, you know, you can really kind of see what's going on and what's playing out. And so there's always, you know, with me, there's always about asking the questions that really help bring the awareness, because I think the most important thing that we can do in that capacity to be able to see the energy is really help support, create that awareness within others. Right? We all want to get to that point where we're using all of our inner senses. And I feel like that's a natural evolution and progression. My way of helping support with that is through the body, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I definitely am constantly scanning my own body, scanning my own fields. When I get sick, I go in and I do the inner work, you know? I mean, there's so many factors that play into our health and well-being. And the fortunate thing is that even when I start to feel the least bit run down or tired or, you know, I'm so in tune with the subtle nuances that usually I can stave them off, or I know, okay, I need to go get my rest and I need to work with my fields, and then I can bounce back very quickly. You know, the other fortunate benefit is with my daughters. You know, when they get sick, I move them through it very quickly. They still go through the physical symptoms. Right? You know, we still have physical bodies. They're still dense. There's still things that need to shift and move. And I'm so, you know, big on the just reiterating that significance of supporting your physical body with high vibrational foods, with, you know, nurturing support, exercise, movement, massage, whatever it is your body might need, rest. But the ability to blend seeing the energy and being able to go in and just rapidly, quickly shift that with the physical is so profound. I mean, it makes such a huge difference. And, you know, what I love about being able to see the energy visually is that I've been shown really where that divine disconnection occurs or where we fracture off from source. You know, that's really what I'm seeing when I'm looking into the energy field. I'm going, okay, I'm seeing this structure here or this ball of energy here or whatever it is that's being shown. And I'm going, what are the emotions? What are the energies? What's the programming? What are the dynamics that are locking that in place that's perpetuating that divine disconnection? Because once that's reestablished, now you're activating the flow of light through your body. Now you're connecting into the different energies that are wanting to come in. You know, I see portals being activated within the body. I see gateways that exist within the body that allow you to tap into dimensions. Like, you know, I love taking people into the body tissues and moving in through the body tissues to see what's in those spaces, you know, what's beyond. And, you know, so when I talk about gateways and I talk about the sacred portals within the body, there's spaces within where you can activate that deeper soul essence of you and connect in with the universal energies and really allow those to come in and flow in and connect in with you physically so that they can't be disconnected. When that energy is flowing in through your body, within your body, then it can't be disconnected from something outside of you. There's real power to that.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, beautiful. So let me ask you this. I wanted to talk, you know, you mentioned gateways and portals. So I wrote that down because that's what I wanted to talk to you about as well, because I know people are asking about that. Okay. But I also want to move on a little bit to intuitive processing, because you mentioned that there is a, you know, a connection between your psychic immune system and what role it plays in our intuitive ability or our ability to process things intuitively. So before we go into the connection between the two, can you just talk to us a little bit about what intuitive processing is?
Yeah, so, you know, that's where I kind of briefly brushed on this a little bit. So with the intuitive processing, that really is your capacity to give things meaning. You know, what is the meaning that you're assigning to the events that are occurring in your life or to the behaviors of others? And the intuitive piece of that is, how connected are you into your ability to know and understand things without any kind of physical proof or evidence, right? And so when we're talking about that intuitive processing, it's really about being connected in with that inner knowing. So, you know, you mentioned, Ian, not being able to see the energy, but perceiving it in different ways. You know, there's claircognizance, there's clairsentience, there's clairaudience, there's all these different ways that we perceive energy. And so when we're talking about your intuitive nature, or your ability to understand and know things, that comes through those different clairs. And so really being able to understand, okay, how am I perceiving that? Maybe it's not visual, but maybe I have this really cool capacity to have a feeling that other people don't have, or maybe I'm really hearing things in a way that other people aren't, right? So it's really having that connection to, how are you perceiving the information, so that as things are happening, you're now processing or sorting that as connected in with that knowing, versus, you know, when we're processing emotions, most of the time our intuitive processing really doesn't work. And the main reason for that is because as we come into the world, as we experience different lifetimes, or, you know, we come into different family lines that have different patterns, we learn these behaviors. And we're programmed in with a certain kind of mental patterning that really isn't aligned with what's true and resonant in the soul of our being. And so that's what starts to breach that connection to our intuitive nature and to our capacity to really know that, you know, when something happens, I'm looking at this from my soul perspective, my soul truth perspective, instead of my human perspective, you know, that's based on this programming that I didn't even choose, that I didn't deliberately create in this lifetime. You know, it was kind of chosen. And maybe on some level we come in, you know, to certain family lines or certain patterns for our soul evolution. So maybe on some level there's a little bit of a choice point there. But for the most part, this is subconscious programming that occurs when we're, you know, little, through our parents, in the school systems, you know, when we're hanging out with our friends. And most of it's established at a very young age, you know, up to about age 7. Once we hit around age 7, most of the programming that we're going to operate from for the rest of our lives, unless we choose to do the deeper transformative work, is established.
Yeah, so let's talk about the connection. So there's a few things we want to talk about, but the connection, and then everyone, we're going to go to the phones pretty shortly, so just hang in there. Thank you so much. So star 2 to raise your hand or put your question in the webinar box if you're on the webcast. Let's talk briefly, Amanda, about the connection, because I think a lot of people are interested in continuing to develop their intuitive gifts, or maybe even their psychic gifts. Some people are interested, some people aren't, but I think most people are fairly interested in developing their own intuition, you know, being able to truly hear or feel. I said hear, by the way, because I'm clairaudient. So I do hear, yeah. But, you know, I wish I saw, because I'm such a visual person. But, you know, that's my lower self saying, I wish I saw. So what is the connection between the ability to process things intuitively and how healthy our psychic immune system is?
Right. So they go hand in hand. Like, you know, there's really not, you can have one really great and the other be, you know, not working so well. Because with the psychic immune system, so if you're processing these energies and it's not based in truth, you're going to have all this kind of twisted and contorted energy that's sitting in your field. You know, I see it. It's like trying to work around the truth and, you know, creating these different pathways to kind of try to connect the dots because it doesn't make intuitive sense, right? So it's like all this, you know, if you're trying to put a puzzle together and you're trying to make pieces that don't really fit together. And so it doesn't create the right picture. You know, the picture doesn't come out right. It's, and the pieces don't really fit together. You know, some might be kind of on top of each other. So it's really this scrambled kind of, you know, interesting picture that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And so then when you're trying to process through that, you can't really clarify, well, what is my truth? What is the energy that's mine? It makes it very difficult. And so now you're not knowing to say, okay, this is how it relates to the psychic immune system. You're not knowing to go, okay, this energy is not mine. Let me clear that out. Or, oh, you know, energy is coming in over here. Let me go see what's going on in this, you know, area of my aura and shift and heal and repair that. We can't as effectively identify those vulnerabilities. And so at the same time, if we have holes or vulnerabilities or rifts or cracks in that auric field, then energies are penetrating in and they're overrunning that processing system. So, you know, if you really relate this to the physical level, because that's what I see is that physical correlation. You're looking at your processing system as your digestion, and your, of course, psychic immune system is the parallel to your immune system. So when you are gut lining, for example, when your gastrointestinal tract gets overrun by bacteria that comes in from food, you know, then those toxins, that undigested food, starts to leach out into the bloodstream. You know, there's an imbalance in that gut, and those toxins, that food, starts to leach out into the bloodstream, and it triggers an immune response. So your body now kicks that immune system in to start to try to clear all of these out. And so now your immune system is starting to get overworked. And so this is a similar parallel. When our processing system is being overloaded because we're stuffing and storing emotions, because we don't really know how to process them because they're not making sense to our intuition, then now your psychic immune system is coming in and it doesn't know what to get. You know, it might even be kind of trying to clear out your own energy, or thinking that some of the energy is yours when it's really not. And so there's this whole confusion. And so both systems start to break down. And the more that they deteriorate, the more they impact each other. And so then you really get this kind of, you know, shutting down, closing down. It starts to impact other areas of the body. So when we're looking at the physical level and the emotional level, you know, you see your fight or flight being kicked in because now you're going into protective defense mode. Your nervous system gets fried and thrown off balance. And so, you know, that starts to kick in the overwhelm. And so now you're going into survival mode energetically and physically. And so there's not a whole lot of capacity to go in and start to go, okay, what's going on and how can I work with my energy? So it can really, you know, there are extremes to this, but it can really create a downward spiral that's hard to get yourself out of.
Yeah, and that's not a place that you know, we want to be in. It's certainly not a place where we can really embody our divine essence, or it's certainly not a place where we can be of service to others, and it's certainly not a place where we can truly be compassionate to others. So, you know, that's the easiest word to say, our vibration is truly decreased, you know, so we get sluggish, we get dense, and then we start feeling heavy, you know, energetically, and then maybe even physically things start to happen, where we don't have the necessary, you know, I guess willpower, for lack of a better word, to make good choices. So I can feel the downward spiral that you can so quickly go down and start with self-sabotaging behaviors, and then victim personas come up. And, yeah, so, boy, Amanda, this is a wonderful subject. And we're going to be able to help some people real soon on the phones. And what's coming through for me, Amanda, now as well is, you know, you spoke about how to activate your core star for deeper connection. Would it be possible to also, for people who call in, to let them know how they can activate their core star?
Yes, absolutely. You know, and
okay,
that's such a perfect segue because you talked about willpower. That's where the core star comes in. You know, when we get into that downward spiral, And we get into that space where it can feel really hard to get out of. And we all know when your body doesn't feel good, it's hard to focus on anything else. I mean, it's, you know, until you can rejuvenate and start to get your body feeling good, it's really hard to focus on anything else, let alone your soul connection. But with that core star, you know, that really is your eternal essence. It's your eternal nature. It's who you are beneath your personality and your physical body. You know, really that truth of you. And so, you know, that's where when we're talking about activating the core star, that's where you bring that power back in. When that's activated, that's where you start to reignite that flow that puts you in that energy that says, okay, you know, what can we do? And then step by step, you go in and you start to open up to those energies that can come in and reconnect you to the truth of you. And when you get into that space of reconnecting in with that truth of you, that full unique expression of your soul self, it makes it so much easier to identify and start releasing all the false patterns and the energies and the paradigms that have built up. And so it's a really beautiful way in working with the core star to really help support bringing that harmony back into digestion and immune system function, physically and energetically.
Yeah, I can feel relief already. You know, it's just bringing that into our consciousness. I can feel there's been a shift in energy already. Beautiful. So everyone, we're about to go to the phones, and then I would also go to the web. There's a lot of you who have your hands raised. Absolutely. I just knew it because it's Amanda Hopkins, and you've had readings from her before. So here's my one last question, Amanda, before we go to the phones. Tell us about the gateways and portals. You've said that when you activate these gateways and portals, they can also really connect you and open up the flow. Are they related to the core star?
Yes, you know, that's one. That is one space where when you activate it, it starts to allow that divine light to really radiate into your body, your aura, your environment. And, you know, so what I found in working with the body is that there are so many spaces within the body. You know, there are spaces within the heart. So within the heart, you can go into these sacred portals that bring forth different energies that are really supportive and serving that a lot of times get closed off or shut down because of defense mechanisms. In the space of the lungs, if you imagine, you know, spirit comes in and animates our bodies through our lungs with the breath, right? So in the lungs, there are portals in that space as well that you can go into and really activate universal supportive energy. You know, there's all different sorts of points within the body that when activated, it emits that light in and allows you to really come into the flow within the thymus. You know, the passion comes in. With the core star, it's really about the creative energy coming in, that energy of creation. And so within the body, what happens when I'm doing work is a lot of times there are portals or gateways that are individually being called forth to look into. And so I don't always necessarily speak to them in session unless somebody's really open to it or has asked specifically for that. But what I witness is the energy shifting until it opens up, that portal or that gateway opens up, and allows the light energy that's wanting to come in to serve and support their unique life force flow, their unique mission. And so some of the gateways and portals are ones that you'll hear referred to by many light workers and healers who can also see these things or perceive them in some way. Others are ones that are going to be uniquely defined within your body and being because that's what you came forth to activate and work with in this lifetime. And so it's that combination, and I have to say, Ian, I do feel truly blessed that I get to witness these energies and these openings occurring within the body to really serve and support, not just physically, but really at that deep soul level, because that's really what we're here for, you know, to support the body and opening up to what the soul is wanting to bring forth and express.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. All right, Amanda, let's do this. Let's go to the phones. And, yeah, thank you, everyone, for just being here and raising your hand and wanting to do the work. And really, thank you for your curiosity. and your desire to find the, you know, have the issues identified so that you can, you know, really do something about that. Because, you know, not everyone wants to do the work. Some people don't care. But I think that we're just so much in gratitude for everyone that's here wanting to do the work. It really helps to, you know, raise the vibration not only of this community, but also, you know, from all beings in all realms when we do our work. And then, of course, that also translates to, you know, generations that come behind, you know, that these issues are cleared in this lifetime so that those who come after us don't have to deal with ancestral issues. All right. So what a service just by raising your hand. Okay. Let's go to Woodbury, New Jersey, and 3165, and you're online. That's the last four digits of your phone number, by the way. 3165 from Woodbury, New Jersey. You're on live with Amanda.
Oh, hello, Amanda. Hi, Ian. This is Maureen. Nice to talk
Hi.
To you.
Welcome, welcome.
Hi, Maureen.
I'm so thrilled. Thank you so much for choosing me, and I'm so grateful for this beautiful conversation, and I am truly excited to be able to see what you see, and I'm very important to me is to be working in loving service and in the health field that I do, and my health, my physical health is very important for what I do also, to be a container to hold that light. And recently I felt like a little bit of energy is coming into my third eye, and I feel that it's clear, but I want to get your advice as to what you see, and about the soul star would be fantastic.
Okay. So, yeah, just tuning in. So what we're looking at with the core star, and I love that Ian made this distinction in the readings, with the core star, when we activate that, that's really what's going to create the harmony in the digestive and immune system in the most deep and impactful way. So we'll identify what your percentage of disharmony is, and then we'll look in and see what you know will be effective for you activating that core star. So tuning in for that percentage of disharmony with digestion and immunity, 27% for you, disharmonious. And so to activate the core star, and I'm also checking in with your pineal for you as well. So to activate the core star, what I'm seeing is a blockage and a disconnection in there is a combination of fear and guilt. So a lot of guilt on what I'm hearing is not being who they expect me to be. So this could be written in relation to parents. It could be relation to intimate partner. My suspicion or, you know, would be that this would kind of translate out into all different areas of life. Usually these aren't kind of standalone. Usually if we see it, you know, it impacts multiple relationships or dynamics with others. So, you know, so with that guilt, that's what you're going to want to clear from that area of the solar plexus is, you know, the core star really sits just above the navel. You know, a few centimeters, probably about 6 or 7 centimeters above the navel, kind of in that space between the heart and the navel. And so that's the area where we're looking at that guilt really being stored and held. So it might even feel like pressure and cause difficulty with deep breath. So clear the guilt out, you know, clear that pattern of feeling like you have to meet some sort of expectations for others. And the origin of that pattern for you is 12 past lives ago. So you're going to want to work with, you know, clearing that out on that point in the timeline. And then also with the pineal, you know, what I'm seeing is that's just really more energy wanting to come in and expand your awareness. But activating that core star is really going to help open you up to allow more of that to come in. Okay.
Wow. That's beautiful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I could feel when you talked about my solar plexus, I could just feel just a tiny bit of pressure there. So I'm excited to clear that and open up, and so I can expand and grow more and be on the enlightenment path. It's just beautiful. Thank you for this experience. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah. Thanks, Maureen. Much love. Thanks for calling in. Beautiful. Okay, let's go to Dallas, Texas, and the last four numbers are 8918. Dallas, Texas, 8918.
Hello, this is Vicki. Thank you so much. I am excited also.
Good. Welcome.
Okay, same thing. Though I do have a lot of stuff going on in my solar plexus, and I've been working on it for a while, so it'll be interesting to see what my percentage is and what you see is to get more open for my core star.
Okay, so the percentage for you is 33%. And to really activate your core star and bring that harmony into your digestive and immune system, what I'm seeing is anxiety, and the word that I heard was trepidation. So it's a strong fear coupled with that anxiety about what I see is really breaking free, you know, breaking out. What is that going to mean? You know, what is people going to think about me? You know, are they going to judge me? Are they going to ridicule me? So it's really that pressure of, you know, am I going to fit in? Am I going to be ostracized, not wanting to be shunned out from the group? So that's the pattern you're going to want to work with shifting, as well as clearing that fear and anxiety in that space between the navel and the heart. And so for you, that origin of that pattern, I hear maternal timeline 7 generations ago. So you're going to want to work with clearing that pattern from that point on the timeline.
Okay. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Beautiful. All right. So let's go to Paris, California. Paris, P-E-R-R-I-S, California. The last 4 numbers are 9990. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Hello. Hello. Yeah. So just wondering what my percentage and how I can like some directions. How to get better and all those things.
What's your name?
Karina.
Thanks, Karina.
Okay, Karina. So for you, I'm getting 32% disharmonious. And what I'm being shown is what looks like this kind of rigid ring that's open in the center, but it's sitting in that space between the navel and the heart. The emotion that's sitting in that is frustration and anger. And it's as if that ring is trying to contain that frustration and anger and not let it out. So you're going to want to clear that frustration and anger and then work with that pattern that has you stuffing the frustration and anger. And, you know, thinking that it's not okay to let that up and out or to express that. That pattern for you, the origin is 11 past lives ago. So really work with shifting that out, letting the emotions be released, and freeing up that space in your body. That'll help activate that core star connection.
Wow. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, sweet
soul.
Much love. Beautiful. All right. Let's go to Phoenix, Arizona. And the last 4 digits are 3209. So 3209, Phoenix, Arizona, you're on live with Amanda.
Yes. Thank you so much. The name is Elaine.
Hi,
and,
welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Amanda and Ian, for taking my call. Last week, I was diagnosed with a melanoma in situ on the ball of my right foot. Only after surgery in a couple of weeks will we know if it's all in situ or if it's other stages. Can you tell me about how and why I am manifesting this type of thing and some other injuries like my low back injury, my ligament tear, and any comments that you have at all on this, on the melanoma, on my, you know, psychic immune system, I would appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, so the thing that I love about the core star is that this is really about connecting you in with your innate capacity to heal yourself, really connecting you in with the body wisdom. So no matter what symptoms you have presenting, this is connecting you in with that deeper knowing that you have the clarity to know this is the physical steps to take. This is the energetic work to do, right?
Yes.
And so as we look at that core star connection for you, what I see is that as you activate that, that's going to send, you know, there's a lot of energy being blocked off moving down to that lower body for you. And so it's not getting all of the support that it needs. And so as you activate your core star, that's really going to support with opening up that energy flow, bringing that back in and bringing whatever healing energies are needed to wherever they're needed in that lower body for you. So we really do want to look at what is that percentage of disharmony and how activating that core star is going to support you. So the percentage for you of disharmony that I'm getting is 42%. And
okay.
The energy that's giving in and creating that disconnection with the core star is a combination of sadness and fear. And what I hear is a past life betrayal that's linked to that. And so with that past life betrayal, it's 17 past lives ago. So you're going to want to clear all that energy of the fear, the sadness, and the shock of that betrayal from that point on the timeline and allow you to bring that healing energy. And what's coming through around this is really bringing in the idea that letting that go isn't about saying that the behavior was okay and that you have to accept it. It's about setting yourself free so that you can be connected in with the pure beauty and whatever it is that you're wanting to create within your body. Once you activate the core star chakra, what I'm seeing is really taking that energy that's flowing in and with your intention, focusing that towards your foot. You know, if you really want to go deeper into the dynamics of that, you can feel free to reach out to me, you know, via email and get a deeper reading. Or, you know, a lot of times I'll go in and do readings after the calls on Facebook. Sorry, Ian, if I'm jumping the gun on that, but you can find me there and ask for, you know, the deeper information about that, and we can go a little bit more fully into that, please.
Right. I was going to ask you that about something more private, you know, and more deep. But when you talk about the past life betrayal, for some reason, that seems to resonate with me. I've never thought about that before, but it brings up a flag, you know. So there must be something in there that really means something in that area. 42%, I'm not surprised at this point because of the cancer, you know. Yeah. This is fantastic. I'm very appreciative of it.
Thank you, Elaine. Thank you. Much love to you. Blessings. Oh, sweet soul. Okay. Hey, let's go to the web for a while, Amanda. So what I'd like to do is there are a lot of questions. So I'd like to, you know, since there's no interaction back and forth, maybe, Amanda, what we can do is we can do the percentage of disharmony and then move on to the next and so on and so on. If something comes through and you feel that you need to share with that particular person, by all means do that. But as I say,
okay.
I'd like to get through quite a few, really. Okay.
Okay.
Let's start with Justine from New Zealand. And Justine's asking the question, what is the percentage of my digestive and immune system disharmony?
Yeah, so 37%, and I heard clear hurt from that area. So when I say, you know, the other thing I'll do, you know, just say clear the emotion, I'm talking about that space between the navel and the heart. So for everybody, that's where I'm going to look, what is the emotion to clear? I'll do that with the percentage.
Okay, thank you. All right. Sabine from Switzerland. Hello, dear Amanda and Ian. Thanks for the reading. What is the my percentage of disharmony?
So it's 29%, and there's fear that's sitting in that space that needs to be cleared.
Okay, thank you. Okay, staying overseas, you know, we broadcast from the U.S. here. Clara from Singapore also wants to know what her percentage is, disharmony.
31%, and I heard clear disgust, but I also heard clear the pattern that it's not okay to feel disgusted.
To feel accepted?
Disgusted. Like there's a pattern that
okay.
It's not okay to feel disgust.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. This is Kara from Washington State. She'd like a reading on percentage of disharmony.
34% disharmony. And the emotion to clear is guilt. And I also heard look into patterns of self-sabotage related
okay.
to that four-star connection.
Okay, thank you. This is a different question, but sometimes I get that hit. So this is Dela, D-E-L-A, from St. Paul, Minnesota, because she knows you're a medical intuitive. Am I getting enough protein?
Okay. Tuning in for that. I heard no. What I heard come through with that is look at the type. You know, maybe there's a different kind. I'm seeing a deficiency. So even if you're taking in protein, I'm not, you know, I keep hearing plant protein. But even within plant protein, there's lots of different types. So really look at what the type is. You know, and I don't know if you use muscle testing or what you use to kind of determine what kind of protein you're taking in. But I would recommend something like that to help support with, you know, identifying what type of protein or working with a naturopath to see what type of protein is going to be most beneficial.
Okay, thank you. All right, Galina from Oslo, Norway. A lot of overseas guests today. Thank you, community, for calling in from all over the world and putting your questions in. That's so awesome. What is the percentage of this disharmony affecting her psychic immune system? Galina.
41%. Shame and guilt sitting in that area. Clear the shame and the guilt.
Okay, thank you. All right. Mm-hmm. And then Astilian from Romania, and I'm literally looking at Romanian in front of me. I can't read Romanian. So my higher self is just saying to read, do the reading on the percentage for Astilian.
Okay. So 43%, and what I'm seeing is what looks like a sword penetrating through that space right above the navel. I'm hearing a past life trauma with that. So clearing that past life trauma and the devastation energy, there's a combination of shock and disbelief and frustration and anger. So all of that clearing from that space.
Okay, thank you. Okay, this is Ruth Anna. Ruth Anna from Stratford, which is in the United Kingdom. Thank you for this topic, Amanda. She says, my appetite is low and my nervous system is very sensitive. I realize lately how long I have numbed out and have been afraid to make decisions. Anything that you can see or suggest?
Okay. Yeah, you know, I'm going right back to the digestive and immune system. There's 39% disharmony. And so, you know, it's like I said earlier in the call, that filters right into additional issues. You know, I mentioned it could be fatigue. It can be oversensitivity in the nervous system or a fried nervous system imbalance there. And so really just going back to that, you know, really you're going to want to work with shifting, activating that core star. Again, the power of activating the core star to bring those healing energies in, you know, you just can't reinforce that enough. So the emotion to clear from that space to really support with the core star activation is doubt. You know, not trusting self, not trusting divine.
Okay, thank you. And I know that you also spoke about, like, weight gain, for example, being a result of an imbalance. So this is Kristen from Pacific Palisades, and she's writing, hi, Amanda. In the last 2 years, I've put on a significant amount of physical weight, nearly 80 pounds, that I can't seem to lose even with diet and exercise. I'm curious as to whether or not the weight is related to my body upgrading from carbon-based to crystalline-based. I feel strongly there's an energetic reason for the excess weight, but I can't get a clear answer when I ask my body. I know I'm not alone in this. Any guidance you can give me and others with a similar experience on how to best nurture and feed our bodies would be greatly appreciated.
This is a pattern that's been coming up a lot for people. So I'm really glad that you brought this forth. And it does relate a lot to digestion and immunity. And so what happens is our bodies are really craving, you know, they're really craving joy. They're craving love. They're craving beauty. All the things that we tend to look for outside of us, whether it's in food, experiences, you know, whatever it is that we're looking outside of ourselves to seek and kind of fill our cup, so to speak, our bodies are malnourished for those, you know. So I'm seeing malnourishment even for people who eat, you know, what they perceive to be a healthy diet. You know, there's issues, you know, with our food supply, our food chain, and, you know, really having the food being able to be vine ripened and stay on. If you're getting it from the grocery store, even if it's from the farmer's market, they have to pick it and transport it. You know, so it's in part a question of how nutrient-rich is the food that we're eating, but also how receptive are our bodies to those nutrients. And then combined with that, how receptive is our being to the nourishing energies that are coming in? And so what I'm seeing is that, you know, as the core star is disconnected, as that disharmony is occurring between the digestive and immune systems, it's blocking that capacity to really receive the nutrients and the nourishment that our body craves that then allows us to really fully effectively clear the toxins from the body. You know, our bodies need that in order to operate properly, to clear the things that aren't serving it. And so when our bodies can effectively clear, you know, the toxic energies, the toxic physical substances, then that weight builds up to protect our vital organs. You know, fat deposits protect our vital organs from those toxins. Similar idea energetically, we build those barriers to protect our body from those toxic energies coming in. And so a lot of times this paradigm is what's holding that weight on. So it's looking deeper into the dynamics of what's going on there. And that's why, you know, I know we're going to get to this at some point, but that's why when I go and I work with the body, I don't like to, you know, leave any stone unturned. I really like to go deep. I like to go into the individual points of the body and really get clear about what specifically is happening and really upgrading all those individual points in the body so that, you know, the different tissues and organs so that then your whole body comes online and you don't have one piece that's kind of hanging out and not keeping up, you know, with the group. And so that's what I would say around that. It's really looking at, you know, what are those dynamics that have you being in that protective mode and holding on to the energetic systems and physical toxins.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah, we are going to get to that shortly, and then what we'll do is we'll come back to the phones and back to the web for more readings. So everyone, we still have Amanda for a while. But, you know, I lean from, and of course, we're going to commandeer her because, you know, this is amazing information, and it's such a service that you're providing. Even providing the information, whether or not people take action, just providing the information so people have then the choice. Well, I have this information now. What do I do about it? Do I want to do something about it? You know, that's service. So I lean from Adelaide in South Australia is asking, well, firstly, she's saying this is a fabulous call. So thank you, Eileen, for the word there. And then she says, other than Facebook, is there a way we can book a reading with you, Amanda? So the answer is yes. And so stay with us if you're with us, because Amanda does have a session that she's going to share with you specifically around digestion and the disharmony around digestion. And if you've worked with Amanda before, you know, it's very, very, very comprehensive. You know, it's you're not at by any stretch of the imagination, you know, kind of you do the session and that's it. There's so much that goes into that beyond that that Amanda will tell you about. So you can really, really feel nurtured whenever you work with Amanda, truly nurtured. I mean, it's really wonderful, you know, before, during, after, the whole process. So, Eileen, wait for Amanda's session. So we're going to talk about that in a while. If you're not on the phone right now, you'll obviously see that later via email, everyone, or over the weekend when you get the replays, and there'll be the link to her offer as well. So let's just give Eileen a reading. Percentage of disharmony.
Okay, so the percentage is, I'm getting 32%, and the emotion being held in that space, what I'm hearing is sadness. You know, sadness, grief, despair, anything around that. So work on clearing that from that area where the core star connection needs to be restored.
Okay, thank you. So poor Maria from Prescott, I said poor because poor Maria tuned in 25 minutes early, but she had a bad connection and she was, you know, her phone kept dropping. So if you can please give her a reading, a percentage of digestive and immune system imbalance, which is harmony.
42% disharmony. And what I'm seeing is there's this kind of push-pull energy that's sitting in that core space between the navel and the heart. It's kind of that toggling between, you know, really wanting to move forward and then pulling back out of fear. So clearing the fear and working with that pattern of that kind of push-pull energy. And the origin for that I'm hearing is 12 past lives ago. So it almost looks like an interaction of, you know, the child wanting to go do something and the mom saying, no, that's not safe. And so that's the same energy that's displaying there, disconnecting that core star.
Okay, thank you. And Joe from Portland, hello, good day. I've been listening to many phone calls, first time raising my hand, so awesome. We're going to get to you, Joe. I didn't see a Portland number, so I'll take this on the web here. Joe says, I've done some work on my solar plexus. I'm wondering if you can tell me my percentage and anything more about it. So, you know, what's coming through to you regarding the solar plexus for Joe?
Okay. You know, so solar plexus, what I found in working with digestion is that it plays a massive role. You know, when our solar plexus isn't supported, our digestion is off kilter. It's not affected. It's not efficient. You know, it's really skewed. So there's an interrelationship there. You know, with the solar plexus, what I'm seeing is a blockage. There is like a shadow, like a shade. Like if you imagine sunglasses, for example, you know, like what I was being shown is like the light's wanting to come through, but it's being dimmed. You know, so it's like as if there's that filter, that dimming mechanism sitting in front of the solar plexus and blocking that light energy from coming in. And so that percentage of blockage for you is 49% blockage of energy. And the reason that it's being blocked is there's a fear of your own power and a fear of that being visible and present and being too much for people. So work with shifting that pattern. The origin for that for you is 29 past lives ago.
Okay, thank you. All right. We'll do one more now, and then we'll come back to the reading in a little while. And then, by the way, everyone, Amanda also, if you joined late, I'm not sure if you heard this, but if you joined late, we announced that Amanda's going to be taking everyone through a process. It's a cosmic light body illumination. So we're all looking forward to that. So if you joined late, that's also part of the show today. And we did promise a lot of readings. So we're going to go to Jan in Long Beach. And Jan is offering salutations and blessings to the both of us. And right back at you, namaste, sweet Jan. Thank you so much. You beautiful, shining light. I can feel your heart light. Yeah, because Jan says, I want to do the work. I know. I want to do the work. So, yeah, beautiful. I just, the energy just comes through. You can just feel the energy. And that's why being part of this community is so important, because we're all part of the cosmic consciousness. And it's so uplifting. You know, my vibration just increased right now, Jan. You know, you have performed service today because you have increased my vibration. I can feel, look, my heart soften, and I can feel my heart opening. You know, when I hear and I read your words, I want to do the work. I can feel the vibration behind your words. So, sweet Jan, thank you so much. Thank you. So Jan has a question. What is in my body and psychic immune system that I need to clear? What is disharmonious, and how do I activate my core star? Thank you.
Okay. So the percentage of disharmony for you, 28%. And so what I'm seeing with the psychic immune system is there's almost like a double layer thing going on where there's this reverberation that's occurring between the two layers. That second layer was put in to really try to form a strong buffer, but it's actually closing you off to connection with others. So, you know, that's the delicate balance between strengthening your immune system, but also keeping yourself open to the high vibrations that you're wanting to connect with. And so there's very deliberate ways to support and facilitate that. And so what you're going to want to do is work with clearing the fear and the anxiety around what's going to happen if you allow yourself to be open and connecting with others. That's the pattern that's going to help break down that layer, that second layer, and then allow you to start to do the work with that outer layer of the aura and really help support strengthening your psychic immune system. And so to activate your core star chakra, that's a big part of it, clearing that fear and anxiety, because it really is plugging into that space. You know, it's right in the navel area and the area where that core star connection occurs. So clearing all the fear and anxiety from that space as well.
Okay, thank you. And then Eileen wrote in from Australia. Remember Eileen, a couple of callers back, well, mm-hmm. on the web,
yeah.
and she just basically said, comment, thank you, Amanda, you're right on it. So she
Aww,
can, she's resonating with your reading. Beautiful. So everyone, let's do this.
Great.
I would like to share with you Amanda's offer, because I know that a lot of you are going, well, how do I work with Amanda? And many of you have worked with her before, but for those of you who haven't, you're truly in for a wonderful treat. Not just the way you're nurtured, but also Amanda's ability to really, really zoom in there. And I mentioned that at the beginning of the call. But so let's get to it. If you're on the webinar page, just click underneath Amanda's photograph. You'll see the orange offer button. So click on that. And then you'll be taken to a page that says the page says digestive and immune system resonance. But if you're not on the webinar page, I'm getting ahead of myself here, type in WOTA Summit. That's WOTA Summit, stands for Wisdom of the Ancient Summit.com /Amanda Amanda and the number 4. So WOTASummit.com /Amanda, AMANDA and the number 4. And, you know, that's for people who are not on the webinar page and actually want to type it in. So that's why I tell people what that address is, because people do like to follow along. So Amanda, beautiful. Wow, what a program you've put together for everyone. So please, you know, tell people about it.
Yes, so, you know, again, this is really about bringing harmony into your body, into your digestive and immune system functions. You know, about 80% of the immune system sits in the digestive tract. You know, that I mentioned earlier, that's where most of the bacteria and toxins come into the body, is through the food that we eat. And so it's really important that when we're working with these, we want to work on them together and really foster that harmonious function. And so the way that we're going to do that is through the private one-on-one session. And so the private one-on-one session actually includes, you know, several different pieces. You're going to have an intake form that you're going to fill out. And so what we like to do with the intake form is make sure that, you know, you can get clarity on what's showing up for me physically, emotionally, spiritually, that maybe I didn't realize was connected to that immune system function, to that digestive system function. You know, there are different specific patterns that play out with these different systems and tissues of the body. So it's going to really help you get clear on what are the symptoms that you're experiencing that may be related to those. To really help opening that up. It's also a place where you can really start to bring up and out all of those unprocessed emotions and start to get that up and moving out of your body and system. So it's really that space where you get to share with me what it is you're wanting to achieve and have occur as a result of working through the session together. And that way I can start to work, you know, as I look at that intake form, I can start to work with you right away in creating the space for that intention to happen and really looking into the deeper dynamics and have that plan for how we're going to support you moving into what that intention and vision is for you. So that's the intake form. So you'll fill that out before the session. Before we meet for the private one-on-one work, you'll also do a meditation that's called Lighten Your Load. You know, so this is really about clearing those energies that aren't yours, clearing the unprocessed energies that are weighing you down, creating that heaviness, creating that sensation of your body of really not being able to, you know, activate that supportive healing energy or to step into what it is that you're really wanting to be and do and have in terms of physical vitality, but also in terms of opening up to the deeper wisdom that's wanting to come through your body. So it works on all levels. Again, supporting physical, supporting energetic. You know, it's not standalone. It's really working on all those levels. So it's really designed to help release the chaos that's ensuing in the body. You know, I talked about all the different wiring that occurs, you know, when there's a disharmonious energy between your immune and digestive system. So it's really helping to start clear all that out and create the path to open that up so you can clearly see or perceive in your way what's happening, and we can shift that once we get to the private session very easily. So then we meet for that private session, and we're going to be doing a lot in that time together. You know, so already you've started to clear a lot of the heavy energies that are settled into the body. that have been creating that sensation of heaviness. So now I'm going to go in and I'm going to look and I'm going to map out for you, you know, what's going on? What are all the dynamics that are creating disharmony between your digestive system and your immune system function? We're going to clear the emotions, the associated belief patterns, the energetic constructs, all the programming that has been anchored into the cellular structures of your body and that's holding those paradigms in place. So we want to clear all the old stuff. You know, if we need to do the timeline work, that's where we'll do the timeline work in shifting the genetic patterns, shifting the past life patterns. You know, some of you, I mentioned that the origin for what was blocking that core star activation was past life. We'll clear and shift those dynamics. Then we'll go in and we're going to activate and reconnect your core star radiance, right? So anything that's blocking that, you know, I'm going to scan that percentage for you at the beginning. What is your core star radiance? You know, what's your connection? And we're going to make sure we get that to full connection in the session so that you have that energy. You have access to that. It's flowing consistently within you. But also using the cellular restructuring to ensure that your body is set up so it can contain and run that high vibrational energy, right? So we don't want to just bring it into a system that it's going to kind of blow over or create this dissension, and then you have all kinds of physical symptoms. We want to set your body up and support your body so it's nurtured and able to flow that light energy so that you can sustain that. So we're going to be making sure that we do that with the restructuring and the recalibration right there in the session. So then after the session, you're going to be getting a report. And so, you know, once we give the energy time to really assimilate, I'm going to tune in and I'm going to see what's going on with your digestive system. What's going on with your immune system? Is there anything else that, you know, requires additional attention? Or, you know, what I love to look at is what's that next level of expansion for you? You know, we're always growing. And when you start to do this work, you've already made momentum. And so my goal is really let's sustain that momentum. Let's keep that going, right? Let's keep that energy flowing and supporting and serving you. And so I'll look in and see what is it that you need to know to really help sustain that momentum and step into that next phase of expansion within your body and being in that interconnectedness to your soul truth, your soul essence, your soul knowing. With that, I also provide, you know, what physical supports is your body needing to really open up to those continued expansions. So we'll be looking at the physical things that you can do that are very simple and easy and practical so that you can implement them and it's not disrupting, you know, your whole schedule, but it's really easy to do. We want you to follow through is the idea. So that's the whole idea. We keep it simple, provide you that insight. So that's all included with this session. You know, and that I consider all of that part of the session. So then we're going to move into the intuitive processing restoration program. And this is really a digestive system rehabilitation program. You know, so we're really looking at, I shared a little bit earlier about going deep into the parts of the body. That's what we're going to do through this digestive system rehabilitation. So we're going to start with a preparation and intention call. In that call, you know, I'm really going to give an overview of the digestive system and what are the dynamics that we need to look at to really open up those intuitive processing capabilities so that they're very efficient and effective for you. You know, that's also the space where we'll have you set your intention and clarify your vision for what you're wanting to achieve and create as a result of our time together. You know, when you have that clear vision, it really opens the space of possibility. So we're going to look at what's the vision you're wanting to create and how can we expand that vision so that it's really powerful. So we'll do that. We'll go over logistics of what you can expect through the program and how it's going to flow so that you have that confidence and that certainty of what to expect. Then we're going to go into the five enlightenment sessions. So you're going to have one session per body part that's listed here. So there's esophagus, stomach, small intestine, large intestine, and rectum. And so we're really going deep into what are the energetic dynamics that are specific for each of these areas of the body. You know, what's the light energy that's wanting to come through? What can we activate in those spaces to really open you up to the wisdom that's wanting to come through? And also, really, the energy that's contributing to physical symptoms. So we'll be identifying the primary devastating emotion that's commonly stored in those body tissues. You know, most body tissues, there's a primary emotion that shows up over and over and over again is a common one that most people tend to hold in that space of the body. So I'll be identifying that for each of these areas. And we'll be going through, you know, a process to really clear that out and open up the flow of energy in those spaces. So you'll have those five enlightenment sessions. Then we'll go into five clairvoyant intuitive reading sessions. Again, they're going to be for those five areas. So the way it works, you'll have your enlightenment session, for example, for the esophagus. Then we'll do your clairvoyant intuitive reading session for that. And so when we do that, we're going to be looking at what's the secondary devastating emotion that's showing up specifically for you. I'll be reading that for you. I'll also be looking at what are the dynamics, the emotions, the patterns, the energies that need to be shifted so that you can then clear that out and open up that flow in that tissue of the body. So we'll do that for all five areas. You know, we'll go back and forth. We'll do your enlightenment session, then we'll do your clairvoyant intuitive reading session. With that, you'll also get enlightenment session PDF. And so, you know, there are a lot of things that I like to include in these enlightenment sessions. And so I find it's really helpful to have checklists and to have things summarized in a way that's easy to just grab and look at and have that reminder. And so you'll be getting PDFs that you can print out. It'll be an easy reference. You know, it'll be supplementary information. So anything that we don't cover that we want to bring to awareness will also be included in those PDFs. And so it's really a resource, an ongoing resource that you can have at your disposal. So, you know, if months down the road you're like, oh, man, you know, now I've got something going on in my small intestine. Let me go back and look at that. You don't necessarily have to sit and read or sit and listen to a whole call. You can, of course, and it will be supportive. But if you want something quick to grab and look at and go, what were those patterns, it's right there for you.
Well, Amanda?
So that's what you'll be getting with that program.
Hey, Amanda?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. I'm listening. I'm taking it all in. And wow, I know that there's more. So not only, I just want to make sure, so not only do you get a private one-on-one, you also get to take part in five enlightenment sessions. And after those sessions, there's also five. So it's like one enlightenment session, one clairvoyant reading session. One enlightenment session, one clairvoyant intuitive reading session. So on those clairvoyant reading sessions, you're actually doing readings for people in addition to the private one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
So
wow.
If you sign up, you put your request in, you get your reading. You know, it's not like, oh, you know, some people are going to get on, some aren't. No, everybody who signs up, if you sign up and put your request in, you get your reading. So, yep, everybody gets that.
Yeah, so everyone, this is what I was talking about. And Amanda's not even finished yet. So, you know, this is what I was talking about. We've, you know, it's, you know, if you are wanting to have the work done, so it's a combination of doing the work and having the work done. That's what the private session is. You know, Amanda's the one who's going to, you know, go in there and really also do some of that serious dismantling. But you're also holding space for that process. There's also work that you're doing. But you also want to really, you know, not just have the work done, but, you know, almost like pull this out at the root, you know, to truly, truly resolve these issues. And this is the program. I mean, really, this is the program. And so if you have the resonance with this to say, you know, I'm done with whatever I'm facing. I'm done with it. I want to get this taken care of, you know, and you feel led towards this, then this is the program. And I'll let you finish, Amanda, but I just had to say that.
Thank you for that, Ian. No, it's great to clarify too, because, you know, if you have the questions, I'm sure that other people might have that too. So I'm really glad that we're clarifying exactly how it works. You know, the next thing that we have is the Divine Reconnection Cellular Attunement. And so, you know, once we start to get the clarity about those five specific areas, we really want to have a way to maintain the shifts that have been made, but also continue to up-level and upgrade and allow, you know, the esophagus to grow, the stomach to grow in terms of energetic expansion as we continue our evolution. And so you'll be getting these attunements that are designed to be dynamic. They're designed to meet you where you are right now in the present moment and carry you into whatever space of expansion you're ready to move into next. And so it's really that ongoing maintenance and support that you now have to refer back to, you know, whenever you want to use it. So you can use it as a maintenance, like, you know, every so often I listen to these different journeys, these attunements. Or, you know, if you feel called and you're just, you know, tuning into your knowing, your intuition, you pull them out when you feel called to do so. So they'll be there, they'll be available, you know, and really help support with shifting out as well when you get your secondary devastating emotion reading and all the dynamics that go with that. They can really help support you shifting the dynamics around that through that journey. So it's something to really help support you physically, energetically, and, you know, continuing on that path of evolution within those individual tissues of the body. So it's at that real subtle level. And we know that once you, you know, go in and shift and upgrade those individual components, now your whole system upgrades. So, you know, it's really designed to help with that ongoing digestive system support. And so last, you know, so grateful for the bonus. So, you know, I know some of you have probably had the pleasure of working with Crystal Hughes. You maybe you've even done some of her Metatron's work, and you know how incredibly profound and deeply transformative it is. And, you know, we talked about how when you have this disharmony in your immune system and in your digestive system, it impacts other areas of the body. Specifically, we mentioned nervous system. Specifically, adrenals came up. So what you get with this Metatron Cube Health and Repair Kit is you get a nervous system optimizer. You get an adrenal gland energizer. So right there, you're starting to get these systems of the body supported so that any of the disharmony that's been occurring in the immune and digestive system, now you have the support to go in and really clear those dynamics that have created disruption in your nervous system, that have burned out your adrenals. You also get the auric field harmonizer. Your aura, so important in strengthening your psychic immune system. So now you get to work with that, all with the support of Crystal and with the Metatron's Cube. I mean, how powerful. Like I said, you know, if you're fortunate enough to know Crystal and have worked with her, you know how powerful this bonus is going to be to go with all the rest of the work that we're doing here in this program. And so, again, I'm just so grateful, you know, that she's allowed us to include this as part of this program work.
Yeah, it's so complimentary. And it really augments and supports your work so well. And I know firsthand that this Metatron's Cube bonus, it was downloaded to Crystal, and I saw the notes that were downloaded, and, you know, there's very, very specific instructions from Metatron's Cube. Crystal's been working with Metatron's Cube for years now. All of a sudden, bam, one day Metatron's Cube just bam, like showed up, and then hasn't left her to this day. And there's a lot of Metatron's Cube programs that she has, but specifically here, all of these specific guided journeys and activations were downloaded to her with very, very specific instructions. So this was all downloaded as part of really the work that Crystal does with Metatron's Cube, and it's such a perfect complement to this work, Amanda, that you're doing. And I'm going to take this opportunity, since we're mentioning Crystal, and I know you, if you're looking at the page, you can probably see this, but I'm going to read this. And Crystal is the creator of Academy for the Soul, and you know, Crystal also is known as the spiritual trainer to the stars, mostly because of her clientele in LA. Now she does most of her work with Academy for the Soul, but she used to work with very, very high-end clients all over the world, but also in that part of the world, LA, Hollywood area. And this isn't said lightly, so I'm going to read this to you if you're not able to see this. It says, Amanda is a true wizard and clairvoyant. She sees beyond the veil and knows what to do do to instantly relieve the culprit causing the stress on the immune system. She knows her stuff with the physical body and can brilliantly explain in an easy to understand way what is occurring, and then support one in transforming it for good. I send all of my clients to Amanda that have issues with the endocrine system, her specialty. I highly recommend her. If you have issues with your body that you've not been able to identify, trust me, she's the best. And so trust me when I say that, you know, Crystal would never, ever, ever provide a recommendation that she didn't really believe in from the heart. Absolutely. She would never, ever send clients to anyone who would not be well served by the person she's sending them to. And she sends her clients to Amanda for these body issues. So you're in good hands. You really are. And Amanda, thank you. I really want to thank you for bringing this program to the Wisdom community. It's a magnificent program. It's deep. It's transformative. And really, I can feel that there's going to be a lot of relief that's going to be the end result when people go through this program. But I'm going to kind of turn the mic back to you and have you maybe summarize, you know, for people who are going, this sounds good, I'm feeling it, I'm not sure if I really want to do it. Can you share, you know, I always like to, you know, help people see, you know, what it's like on the other side, you know, when they go through this program, when they do the work. Can you share some of maybe the results from your clients or some benefits or ways ways that people's lives will be positively impacted after taking this program?
Absolutely. You know, it never fails to amaze me, the feedback that I get from people. Even though, you know, I'm seeing the energy shift and, you know, I have that real visual just picture of what's happening at that deeper level. The physical results that people report back stun me, you know, in doing the deeper immune system work and working with the heart, which is related to that core star. You know, I had one person who had chronic lymphatic issues, swollen lymph nodes, you know, chronic sickness and illness. All that alleviated to the point where, you know, she had one lymph node that was still slightly inflamed, but all the rest, you know, back to normal, so much more strength in her body. You know, just not that, if you can imagine when you're constantly sick, and maybe some of you have experienced that, you get this fear that takes over your body and everything feels like a threat and you're just kind of locked in your body. All of that relaxing and opening up. And that's one of the big things that I hear. You know, you mentioned release, Ian, is that when we do this work in the body to unlock these patterns that really aren't resonant with you, it allows the body to relax and open. All the tension that you hold in your shoulders, your back, even those subtle levels that you may not even realize you've been holding, releasing. And then you start to go, oh, my goodness, can I really feel this flow of energy coming in? Of course, when that opens up, now you've got more energy flow to your body. Your body's open. When you have that energy flow, you can relax. You can breathe more deeply. When you can breathe more deeply, the oxygen that you need, all the cells of your body need oxygen to convert the food that you consume into energy. So when your body is now relaxed and open and that oxygen's coming into your body, now your cells are being given what they need to supply your body with energy. So now your body's more energized. When your body is more energized, now you have more enthusiasm and passion coming in to do the things that you say you want to do but haven't been able to follow through on in the past. And so you can see there's this cumulative effect that starts to occur. Not only do you have this opening and relaxing in the body, now your joints soften and open. You don't have that same tightness. You have more flexibility in your joints. Your digestive system, a lot of times what I see occurring in the digestive tract is there's this twisting kind of strangling energy that's not allowing things to pass through. And so when you go in and we do that work to untangle all of that, again, that's relaxation in the body, opening it up, now those food sensitivities, you know, all the things you couldn't eat, there's been alleviation of some of that occurring as well, which is astounding to me. You know, just to really witness that occurring where now you can start to consume, maybe not in huge quantities, but you can start to consume some of the things that you know are healthy, but before your body couldn't even take in. And so, you know, the sky is really the limit with physically what can occur when we go in and do that deeper work and open those patterns, that energy, really connecting you in with your soul knowing, because your soul knowing knows how to bring that innate healing through. And so, you know, I've shared some of what I've specifically seen. And so all that's possible and more.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much again for that offer. I really want to get back to the phones, but everyone, again, just one last thing. If you, if you'd like to do that, as you know, we always do the two-payment option here on the show as well. So I'm not sure if you're new to the community or this is your, you know, your multiple times that you've been here, but we do two payments. So if you wanted to do that and split it up, you can. And I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention because that sometimes makes it makes it easier to spread it out. Okay, so let's go back to the phones. And then also, again, if you joined late, Amanda's going to be doing a cosmic light body illumination. Let's go back to the phones, and then we'll do that in just a little while. So I'm drawn to, I think it's Robin from Cedar Rapids, and it's 6567. Hi. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, are you there?
Hi. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much for calling on me.
Do you have a specific question for Amanda, or the percentage question?
Well, I've had stomach issues actually for 20 years, and they continue to get worse. And I also have chronic migraines and a lot of health issues going on. And so I'm kind of wondering what Amanda's seeing for me.
Yeah, so for the percentage, that came in right away as soon as you started talking. There's 44% disharmony with digestion and immune system function. And, you know, where I was drawn to right away is your liver. So there is a toxic overload that's occurring in the liver, and a lot of it's due to what I'm hearing is unprocessed emotion, but there's a combination of anger and frustration, but also sadness and hurt. So clearing that from the liver, but also there's a pressure, a self-imposed pressure that you've been putting on yourself to make things happen, to perform, to meet certain expectations. And, you know, I'm seeing that as an origin in a past life, but it's due to pressure of parents being imposed on you. So you're going to want to work with clearing any of that sense of pressure that you're putting on self to meet certain expectations and unlock that from the timeline. That past life for you was 8 past lives ago.
Okay. That is so tough because I want to be a healer and help others, and I guess that's the pressure that I'm putting on myself because I haven't been able to work for 6 years. I mean, my migraines are every single day, and I've had them for 6 years every day. And it's like I'm not living my purpose. I'm not living a life. And so I feel like I'm failing myself and I'm failing everybody else.
Yeah, so that needs to be cleared. Yeah, that whole pattern needs to be cleared. And what I was hearing was take care of yourself first and everything else will fall into place. And it's so true. When you go within and you activate within, then you start to get the insight and the awareness that you need to then really fulfill on your heart's desire. So it's a beautiful heart desire that you have. And so just really, you know, work with what is it that I'm needing and focus on getting yourself that so that you can open up and clear that. And you know, releasing that pressure is going to go a long way for helping you to identify what it is you need and be okay with acting on that.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, I've been trying to activate my soul star and my core star and, you know, have a better relationship with my higher self, and it just doesn't seem like that's happening, and it's like something's holding it up, and so I imagine it must be all those things, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And starting to clean up that unprocessed emotion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I appreciate your help. And your package sounds like it might be a wonderful opportunity to be able to get myself to step forward and or step back for a little while, whatever is needed.
Go within, to stand up and out. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm excited about it.
You can work directly with Amanda and get some of these things resolved. So, you know, you heard about it once on the phone, and now we're talking to you. So, you know, how many times does the divine, and you know this, right? You know this. So let me ask you, how many times, Linda, Robin, right?
Robin, yes.
Yeah, how many times do you have to get the message before you take action? And there's no right or wrong answer, but do you know for yourself?
Well, I feel like I keep taking action, but I don't know where to start. So I'm doing a lot of different things, and apparently they're not the right things. You know what I mean?
Well, we're supporting you. We're holding space no matter what you do. You know, no matter what you do, you've brought this into the space, and you're part of the community. You're part of the collective consciousness that extends way beyond us, but you've brought this into the space. So we're supporting you, Robin. You know, you're being held. You're being held by all of us, everyone. We're holding you right now. Everyone is listening to you and holding you. So, you know, we're sending vibrations, but we're also, you know, sending love to you and supporting you, and really asking the divine to nurture you, and, you know, to really have you step into your own power.
Well, you're going to make me cry.
Sweet Robin.
Well, yeah, I actually, about a little over 2.5 weeks ago, I tried to commit suicide.
No, sweetheart. Sweetheart.
Because of all of this stuff, you know, I'm not living my purpose and not feeling good enough and all of that. So, thank you. I definitely appreciate that. And I will definitely look into the package for sure.
Okay, sweet soul. Bye now.
Thanks.
Love to you. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Ah, sweet soul. Okay, let's go to Davis, California. Davis, California, 2139. You're on live with Amanda. Can you hear us? If you're in, well, your phone says Davis. Is it Roby? Robe? 2139? No one there? Anyone there? Nope. Okay, let's go to Geneva, Illinois. 9098. You're on live. Geneva, Illinois. Hello. Where's everyone? Where's everyone? I know you're there. I can see you. Okay. Man, maybe something's wrong with the phone. Let's try and make sure there's not. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 5159. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hey. Hi.
Hello.
My name is Alana. And earlier this month, I experienced some digestive and elimination issues, which are out of character for me as I eat rather consistently. And I'm wondering what that was about, because I could feel energy moving differently in and through me at that time. And the other thing that has been concerning is that I've experienced weight loss over the past year without really making any changes to what I eat, because I eat so consistently. And it's a little under 50 pounds, 55.0. and I'm wondering what that's about.
Okay, so just checking in here. When you first started speaking about the elimination and digestion issues, what I heard was energetic upgrade and expansion. So your body kind of adjusting and releasing some of the old that wasn't wanting to stay in place anymore. So kind of the body recentering. When you mentioned about the weight loss, what I hear is emotional upheaval. So there are emotions that are, what I'm seeing is like racing in and through that center column of your body. And they're moving through, but they're moving so fast, they're not settling enough for you to even focus in and process them. Mm-hmm. And so it's like this energy of being off to the races, and it's throwing your metabolism off balance. Okay. Because your body's kind of in this overdrive. And so the emotions to start to work with shifting from that center column of the body, and it plugs into the solar plexus right in the area of that core star. The emotions to start to clear is there's this kind of fear or anxiety about being left behind and not
being
getting
what
it all
was
done.
That? Being
a fear
that
of anxiety,
cleared.
being left, fear of being left behind or not getting it all done. And I'm hearing that that has a past life origin for you, 13 past lives ago. So that's the pattern you're going to want to work with shifting to start to bring that metabolism back into balance.
Okay.
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 Helpful to you, Ilana?
Yes, I'm taking notes. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Thank you. Much love. Okay. Bye now. Okay, let's go to Olympia, Washington, 2496, Washington State, Olympia. You're on live.
Hello, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. Hi, Amanda. I am
Hello.
So excited. I would love to have a reading.
Of course. So the percentage of disharmony between digestion and immune system for you, 31%. And so to activate your core star, there is this kind of clumpy, like gloopy energy that's sitting in that space just behind the navel and then up into that core star area that's blocking the connection. And what I heard to release is, it's this fear around really being seen. Just really being visible and seen and not wanting to be seen. There's a perception that something bad is going to happen if you're visible and seen. So it's that tendency to want to hide and pull back. You're going to want to work with clearing in the origin for that for you. I'm hearing five past lives to go. So you want to work it on that point in the timeline as well.
Okay.
Okay, Katie. Thank you. Love, love.
Yes, thank you.
All right, so let's go to the web again, and we'll pick some more from the web here. So let's go to, Keisha from Mineral Wells. What dysfunction do I have in my immune system and digestive, please?
Okay, so tuning in. So the percentage of disharmony that I'm getting is 36%. And what I'm seeing is this kind of, there's what looks like a bar that's coming out from the navel area. You know, there's like a horizontal bar moving out and then a vertical one that's kind of going back and forth, almost like a windshield wiper. Like it's trying to deflect anything that's coming in that might be a threat, but it's actually skewing and blocking the vision of what's true. And it's really taking up a tremendous amount of energy to always be in that space of maneuvering that bar. So what you want to work with clearing is fear. You know, there's a fear that something's going to come in and harm you or hurt you. So work with shifting that pattern, and that for you is nine past lives ago.
Okay, thank you. This is Yen, Y-E-N from San Diego, also the percentage disharmony.
Okay. So for you, I'm getting 39% disharmony, and that the emotion to clear around that core star area is doubt and disbelief, and it's mostly self-directed. So really looking at what is that self-directed doubt and disbelief.
Okay, thank you. All right, so Vicky's got a question. Vicky from Dallas, she's asking, is the Core Star activation also covered in the one-on-one session that's in the package?
Good question. Yes, it is. So that's where, I'll be reading when we get started the percentage of disconnection of the Core Star. And then as we work through the session, I'm going to make sure we bring that to where it's fully connected and open.
Okay, thank you. All right. So I'm going to go back to Davis, California, and see if you're there now. So Davis, California, 2139 on the phones. Are you there?
Luna!
Aha! You're there. See, we came back to you, right? When we get little notes from the divine, little post-it notes, you know, they say, pick this person. And I picked this person, and you went there, and now you're back. I had to come back twice. Okay. Hey, are you there?
I put dinner.
Okay. Well, that's beautiful service. Thank you for your service.
Awesome.
What's your name? You got to talk to us. You got to talk to us. What's your name? No? Okay, we're going to have to move on. Well, let's try Geneva, Illinois again. Geneva, Illinois, 9098.
Hi, this is Camille.
Hi, Camille. Welcome.
Hey, Camille. How are you?
Awesome. How are you?
Good. I'm looking to see what my percentage is for disharmony in my digestive and immune system.
Okay. So for you, Camille, it's 37% disharmonious. And the emotion to shift to help support with that Core Star, there's a sadness and hurt that's kind of linked into shame. You know, I'm seeing the image of a little girl who feels like she disappointed mom. And so she's feeling the sadness and the hurt and also the shame of that. So you're going to want to work with clearing that and also look at any dynamics around, you know, having to be a people pleaser or, having to take care of the needs of others and really just kind of morphing yourself in order to do that and work with shifting that. Those patterns as well.
Very good. You're on the money. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Thanks, Camille. Much love. Beautiful. All right. All right, Amanda, I'm going to have you take everyone through the Cosmic Light Body Illumination process. So if you wouldn't mind, just tell us a little bit about that and what we'll all be experiencing. And then literally take us through it.
Absolutely. So what we're going to do is move into the body, going into the body, looking for that most, you know, what I call is the convoluted pocket of density, but it's really that space within where it's so dense and dark and tight that the cosmic light energies, the supportive light energies that, I mean, they're really bathing the planet right now. But maybe they're not penetrating in. They're not getting into your body. They're not able to support you because your body in that space is so tight and closed off to it. So we're going to go in and look for that space that's most closed off to receiving those and open that up. And so as we open that space up to receive that support of the universal light energies, that really helps connect you in with your own inner knowing, your own soul essence. And so in turn, that's helping to support, strengthen your psychic immune system because you're really getting in touch with your own energies and having that capacity to determine what needs to be cleared out and actually releasing that. And also helping to enhance your intuitive processing capabilities because it's really connecting you in with your intuition. So that's what we're going to do. So you're ready to go into the body and receive those cosmic light energies?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. So go ahead now and settle into your body. And you're just feeling really relaxed and open here in this space. Take a nice deep breath in. And as that breath moves into your body, witness the path that it takes, starting from the top of your head, penetrating deeply into each and every cell of your body, moving through the space of the mind, really starting to clear out and release any energies that maybe have been brought up through the reading, through the information, or anything that really has you locked into that mental need to understand. It's really allowing the oxygen to come in and purify and clear that out right here and now. As that breath continues moving in and through your head space, through your sensory organs, your eyes, your ears, softening the energy in your jaw, moving down through your neck and your throat space, replenishing all the cells of your body with that reinvigorating oxygen as it moves through, releasing out any non-supportive energies. As that breath continues through your body, penetrating into your shoulders, your back, your chest, moving down through your torso, deeply penetrating into the organs and the tissues and the glands that are located there. That breath continuing into the joints of your body, your shoulders, moving into your pelvic area, clearing any tightness or tension that's being held in that space, penetrating deeply into your hip joints. And moving all the way down through your legs, clearing any heaviness or tightness that's been held in that lower body as it moves all the way out through the bottom of your feet. With your next exhale, as that breath releases from your body, witness any tightness, any tension, any dense heart emotions releasing out of your body with that out breath. All those spaces that have been cleansed and purified, anything that doesn't resonate in those spaces now, all of that energy being released out of your body fully and completely now. Your body softening and opening and relaxing even more fully into this space, becoming more present to the subtle energies that are flowing in right here, right now. So as you continue taking nice deep breaths in and out, each breath in, allow it to penetrate even more deeply into the cells of your body for greater purification. Each breath out that you release, your body relaxing, softening, and opening even more. As you now bring your attention to the space of your heart, you can even place your hands over your heart and really feel the rhythm of your heart as it's beating in your chest. Listen closely. You may even be able to hear your heart as it's beating in your chest now. Just witnessing or noticing or feeling that reverberation of your heart rhythm from the center of your chest as it moves out into each and every cell of your body. All the cells of your body now moving in beautiful unison with one another in that beautiful pulse of your heart. As you now align your heartbeat with the rhythm and the pulse of the universe, notice that all the cells of your body open to receive the support that the universe is flowing in specifically for you. Cosmic light rays now start to penetrate into the cell, tissues, and spaces of your body, moving in and through your aura. Witness the flow of these cosmic light rays as they move through your body. Notice anywhere that there's resistance to the supportive, expansive flow of light within your body now. You may see the energy morph or twist or shift in some way. You might hear where that resistance exists within your body now. You may have feelings or sensations in specific places in your body that indicate where you're not allowing the cosmic light to serve and elevate your current state of existence. Or you may simply have a knowing of where this resistance resides within your body. Simply make a note of where that is for you. And go ahead and move into that space of the body now. That space where your body is not allowing the cosmic of light rays to penetrate and serve and support you. Notice now, as those cosmic light rays start to dance around that space, and a divine flame ignites from within the core of your being, that divine flame engulfs all of the emotion, the mental patterning, the energetic structures, and the cellular encoding, that's preventing those supportive cosmic light rays from penetrating in and upgrading those tissues of your body? What is it that you need to let go of here in this space right now so that that flame can open your receptivity to the support of these benevolent, universal energies? Is it anger? Hurt? Fear? Frustration? Notice what it is that that flame is needing to burn away. So just allow the flame to burn away anything that you're ready to release and let go of right here and now. Anything that's preventing those cosmic light rays from penetrating in and serving and supporting your physical body. Those cosmic light rays now move into this space of the body, intelligently delivering the exact frequencies that are needed to reestablish source connection within all the cells of your body here in this space. Witness this divine light moves into your body as that source connection is reestablished, really fueling and infusing the cells of your body with that highly replenishing and nourishing energy. What are the specific supportive energies that the cosmic light rays are bringing in now to deepen your source connection and simultaneously clear any auric disruptions that created the divine disconnection here in the first place? Is it love, joy, strength, courage, trust? Just allow whatever high vibrational energies that are needed to really upgrade and elevate your energetic vibration to infuse your cellular structures and body tissues now, illuminating the cells of your body. The cosmic light rays now move throughout your entire body, penetrating in wherever needed to open you up to your greater flow of trust and inner knowing. You've now established an inner connection with Source that will enable you to open and remain receptive to the cosmic light rays that are bathing the earth to support your soul evolution and physical ascension. So go ahead and bring your awareness fully up in to this present moment once again. Fully alert and present right here and now. You can open your eyes whenever you're ready, wiggling your fingers and your toes, stretching your arms and your legs as you now anchor those expansive energies into your physical body, allowing your body to open even more fully and completely to all the cosmic light rays that are illuminating each and every cell of your body now.
Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amanda, thank you. It's been so wonderful having you on the show, sharing your amazing gifts and your energy and your insights and those readings that are just spot on. Thank you for your beautiful service today.
Oh, absolutely. It's my pleasure. You know, thank you for having me here in this space, and thank you to all of you for being here and to being courageous and stepping up and asking your questions. You know, I really have to reiterate what Ian said about, you know, it takes that level of courage to really step in and do this deep level work and to expand and to be the offering and to be the gift on the planet. And that's what you're offering up just by being here and listening in and opening up to this information. And so I just want to honor and thank you for that. And, really thank you for stepping into your power. And again, Ian, just so grateful to be here and sharing in the expansive energy of this precious community. It's just such an honor and a blessing to be here and to be able to do the readings and share the information to such a beautiful light community that's so open and receptive to it. So thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, of course, sweet soul. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, beautiful, and all you beautiful, divine, sparkling lights out there with beautiful, open, shining hearts, thank you so much for being part of the community. Thank you for listening to the show. And Amanda has a beautiful, beautiful program. And as I said earlier, that you really are nurtured throughout the whole process. And you get some deep insights and clearing and healing. There's so much in that program beyond the 101 session. But, of course, the 101 session is beautiful time with Amanda where you can really get in there and clear some deep-seated issues. So take a look at that if you feel the resonance. It is being presented to you today. So thank you, sweet souls, and for being here. And we thank my mother, divine father, mother earth, and father son, all the ancient ones and the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bye now. Good night.